November 24, 1963 to March 28, 2024. With broken hearts, we announce the sudden passing of Thomas Jeffery White. Tom was predeceased by his father Neil, mother Joyce, mother-in-law Kathy, and sister Carol. He leaves behind his loving wife Wendy, adoring daughters Sarah and Leah, father-in-law Larry, brother Eric, Sharon, sister Victoria, nephews Dustin, Jordan, Matthew, Christian, Shauna, Joshua, niece Tanya, great-nieces and nephews Madeline, Nathan, Hallie, Hannah, Weston, and Gabriella. Tom was born and raised in Oromocto, New Brunswick. After high school, Tom worked in the healthcare sector, but in 1987, he moved out west. He worked in aquaculture and then went on to become a general contractor. One day Tom went to an island for a job and never left. He fell in love with the bars and their island, and they became like family for more than two decades. He had a special connection with his beloved nephews, who all have memories of walking sticks they made together and adventures they had in the bush. Tom met his soulmate Wendy in 2014, and a hunting trip to Nelson Island sealed the deal. Tom adopted their daughters Leah and Sarah shortly after. His girls were his pride and joy. He would do anything to keep them safe and make them happy. Our days would conclude standing around the kitchen island, spilling the tea of the day. Tom adored his in-laws Larry and Kathy, always stopping by to do a chore, a check-in, or have a visit. Tom was artistic, kind, gentle, and would drop everything to help if he could. Tom enjoyed time at our cabin in Egmont, sitting in front of the fire curled up with our Siberian Zulu and Inuk. He loved a good kitchen party, where friends would just show up for good food, drinks, and laughs. He will be missed every day. There will be a kitchen party for Tom at 1 p.m. on June 15 at Cooper's Green Hall. Please wear your camouflage and/or plaid and help us celebrate this amazing man. Our family would like to thank the Lionsgate Hospital ICU and Howe doctors, nurses, and staff for their exceptional care. In memory of Tom, please consider making a donation to your local blood bank.